Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, June 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of legal headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
U.S. Supreme Court declines to hear Apache appeal against proposed copper mine. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to hear an Apache appeal against proposed copper mining by mining firms BHP and Rio Tinto on land sacred to the Apache tribe. Aston Bay Holdings Limited has avoided such conflicts by conducting exploration responsibly. For more information on Aston Bay Holdings Limited, visit their newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored communication solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Rocks and Stocks, text ROCKS to 888-902-4192. For full terms of use and disclaimers, visit the Rocks and Stocks website. Knutson Casey secures $1 million settlement in wrongful death case on behalf of family of Dylan Moss. Knutson plus Casey has secured a $1 million settlement in a wrongful death case on behalf of the family of Dylan Robert Moss, who tragically lost his life in a semi-truck accident. The court approved the allocation of settlement proceeds and ordered the $1 million to be distributed equally among his heirs. The fatal crash occurred on Minnesota Highway 30 in Watonwan County, involving Moss and another driver who failed to yield the right of way. Lead attorney Randy Knutson stated, "This case involved a tragic and preventable loss." Knutson's Casey, a Mankato-based law firm, is known for excellence in personal injury and civil litigation, committed to serving clients with integrity and compassion.
Bick Law LLP welcomes former DOJ environmental trial attorney Tyler Alexander. Bick Law LLP is proud to welcome Tyler Alexander, a former trial attorney at the Department of Justice, to their team. With 7 years of experience defending government permits and projects in federal courts, Tyler brings expertise in federal environmental law. His background includes work on issues like border security, mineral development, and wildfire mitigation. Tyler's knowledge spans various environmental statutes, including NEPA, FLPMA, and the Clean Water Act. His addition enhances Bick Law's capabilities in NEPA, Endangered Species Act, and Water Resources Law. As the firm celebrates its 10-year anniversary, they continue to expand their team of environmental attorneys, offering top-notch services tailored to clients' needs. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.